can you clarify with them, would you use checkpoint inhibitor first line in somebody who you know is MSI high?
I would very much consider it. It's a long discussion with the patient. And as I said, there are trials actually right now looking at that front line. Actually, there's a talk that I give, and I use Clint Eastwood, "Are you feeling lucky, punk?" And so they're saying you're going right to, going against pretty standard therapy that helps about 80% of patients are helped by first-line therapy nowadays. And so they only help for so long, but they're helped. I think it would be a reasonable thing to do, and I have no problem with putting patients on that study and off study with the discussion, because we can often get these drugs. Once again, we have our pharmacists.
Right.
So we actually can almost always get these drugs. There's a very large expanded access program for nivolumab, for example. There may be one for pembrolizumab.
So I want to go back to Gigi. First of all, are you surprised to hear him say it would be first line? Was that your impression? And any questions you have for him?
Yes, I think I'm surprised to hear that's first line. I think that's very exciting.
I didn't say it was first line. I said it would be reasonable to do first line, which is different. It's different. It would be a discussion with the patient.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I could just see someone saying, Randy Heck now says that PD-1 should be first line. I just want to say, couch that a little bit. So go ahead.
And it's not just Randy Heck. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not rocket science, but they're all thinking, they were the patient, whatever, and they come up with this, and then they all say the same thing, and
yeah,
that's a consensus. But anyhow.